This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 3, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Officials with the state of Florida and AirTran Airways were expected to sign a $7 million deal Wednesday to build a new hurricane-hardened command center for the low-cost carrier at Orlando International Airport. The Orlando Sentinel reports funding will come entirely from the Greater Orlando Aviation Authority and the state. In exchange, AirTran will keep its headquarters in Orlando. The airline is also expected to announce 121 new jobs over 3 years at an average annual salary of $45,000. AirTran had hinted its headquarters might move to Atlanta to be co-located with its flight hub if it couldn't find a way to protect its operations from hurricane disruptions. It's not as many as company officials had hoped for, but it's still a record. Eclipse Aviation rang in the new year with an announcement it had produced and certified 104 Eclipse 500 very light jets during 2007. That makes Eclipse the quickest manufacturer ever to reach 100 jet aircraft. The company says that Cessna, the former record holder, reached the 100 mark with a Citation 550 aircraft in about 18 months and is now in second place. President and CEO Vern Rayburn says that after a year of breakthroughs and setbacks, Eclipse Aviation is nearing its goal of producing one aircraft per day. Fuel represents about a third of airline costs, so why haven't airline ticket prices risen to match the spike in oil prices? The Boston Globe found various airlines cutting costs in some places you'd expect and some you might not. Alaska Airlines plans to replace 16 MD-80 aircraft with 737-800s, which use 18% less fuel, and to increase the use of satellite navigation to shorten routes. American is making aerodynamic modifications to the tail cones on its MD-80s, using less paint on aircraft to reduce weight and prevent drag-causing chipping, and using beverage carts that are 20 pounds lighter than older models. Delta is among airlines retrofitting planes with winglets to save about 3% in fuel. Delta has also invoked the most direct fuel conservation tactic, canceling some flights and declining to renew leases on some aircraft. Just before the one-year anniversary of the infamous American Airlines strandings in Austin on December 29, 2006, two passengers have sued the carrier, alleging they were victims of false imprisonment, fraud, and negligence. One of the plaintiffs is Kate Hanai, founder of the Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights. The other is Catherine Ray, who, like Hanai, was stuck on board a plane diverted to Austin for hours and was not allowed off. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports the lawsuits seek unspecified damages and legal expenses. American Airlines spokesman John Hotard stressed that airline learned from the experience and updated its system for dealing with storm-related delays and diversions. But Hanai points out that none of the changes promised had been put into an enforceable contract of carriage, which is why her coalition has sought action from Congress and the DOT. The suits are not without precedent. Lawyers filed a class-action lawsuit against Northwest Airlines in 1999, covering over 7,000 passengers stuck for nearly 11 hours during a fierce Detroit snowstorm. The airline eventually settled out of court for $7 million. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Skybus says, stop whining and read the fine print. Boeing's Dreamliner order book tops 800. And could FAA-NATCA relations be thawing under Sturgill? Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today I'll talk about the Experimental Aircraft Association's 2008 agenda with Earl Lawrence, who is EAA's VP of Industry and Regulatory Affairs. And if you haven't gotten around to it, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.